Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The DH, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rusty Kuntz. Batting second. The second baseman, John Castano. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The DH, Randy Bush. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ken Schrome. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Castano reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Castano scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harbeck. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Harbeck steals second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Simmons moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yount strikes out. There goes Gantner. The throw from Laudner to second, and Gantner is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kuntz takes first base on ball 4. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Castano hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Castano reaches second base with a double. Kuntz moves to third. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. Kuntz scores. Castano moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Castano tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Twins. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Washington steals second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romero hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Koontz hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Castano moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Castano tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Twins. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush is walked intentionally. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, Twins. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Twins. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie hits a line drive towards first. Harbeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Tom Tellman now pitching. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brunansky. The throw from Simmons to Gantner and they have Brunansky trapped. The throw over to Cooper, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Tellman covering, for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-2 in the game. Laudner hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Manning reaches second base with a double. Rick Lysander now pitching. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manning scores. It's Brewers, 5, Twins, 5. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Castano catches it and throws to first to double up Romero. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kuntz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Castano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards short. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Lysander covering, for the out. Two outs. Len Whitehouse now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Romero hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward pinch hits for Ron Washington. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Dave Engel pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Brown pinch runs for Dave Engel. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kuntz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Castano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.